USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Surgeon General predicts the next week could be equal to Pearl Harbor or 9/11. At the White House Coronavirus Task Force briefing, Dr. Anthony Fauci gave some reassurances.
This is probably going to be a really bad week. That is a reflection of what happened 2.5 weeks ago. So if we start seeing now a flattening or a stabilization of cases, what you're hearing about potential light at the end of the tunnel doesn't take away from the fact that tomorrow, the next day, is going to look really bad.
White House medical experts are not endorsing him, but President Trump again says an anti-malaria drug could treat the virus.
This medicine's been tested for many years for malaria and for lupus, so it's been out there. So it's a very strong, powerful medicine, but it doesn't kill people.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolf is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists try to destroy us right now, will not and cannot succeed, because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now. Today, purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com, or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
In a rare address, Queen Elizabeth is offering some moral support to her people.
Together we are tackling this disease, and I want to reassure you that if we remain united and resolute, then we will overcome it.
Also, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is now in the hospital after testing positive for the virus 10 days ago. Officials say he's having some tests, and this is only a precaution. During his evening press conference, President Trump wished Johnson well. He said all Americans are praying for him. A federal judge has ruled that President Trump did not overstep his authority last year when he declared a national emergency at the U.S.-Mexico border, but it allowed two environmental suits challenging his border wall strategy to proceed. The suits said Trump's declaration was unconstitutional because it violates a provision in the 2019 budget bill that limits money for border wall construction. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The top Catholic leader in a coronavirus hotspot is looking for a silver lining in the midst of the outbreak. Here's more from USA's Chris Barnes.
New York Cardinal Timothy Dolan says ratings for online mass have skyrocketed since church doors in New York shut in March because of coronavirus. And now he says he's hoping it translates into a larger spiritual revival. Holy Week has begun. Some parishes in New York will be carrying Holy Thursday and Good Friday services online, as well as Easter Mass, which will be held at St. Patrick's Cathedral and televised. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
In the worldwide battle against the coronavirus pandemic, a few countries might be hitting the curve. With more details, here's USA Radio Network's John Hunt.
Italy's efforts to combat coronavirus finally appear to be paying off, according to new data. Since instituting their nationwide lockdown on March 9th, the nation has finally seen a slowdown in its daily increase of total cases. In the run-up to March 9th, Italy saw a near-constant daily of increase of over 24%. Over the past 4 days, the daily average only went up around 4.2%, down from an average of 7.1% over the previous week. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.